Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. Today, on the 5th of March 1971, Led Zeppelin started a 12-day thank you tour for British fans, appearing at clubs from their early days and charging the same admission prices as in 1968. Zeppelin's first show was at the Ulster Hall in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where they played songs from their upcoming fourth album, including the first ever public performance of Stairway to Heaven. On this day in 1982, actor and singer John Belushi died from an overdose of cocaine and heroin. Belushi was one of the original cast members of the US TV Saturday Night Live show and played Jake Blues in The Blues Brothers and also appeared in the film Animal House. His tombstone reads, "I may be gone, but rock and roll lives on." In 1983, Michael Jackson started a 7-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Billie Jean. It was his fourth solo US number one and also a number one in the UK. And on this day, Jackson's album Thriller went to number one for the first time on the UK album chart. It went on to become the biggest selling album of all time, with sales of over 50 million. On this day in 2002, the first ever episode of the Osbournes TV show was aired on MTV in the US. Focusing on the madman and his family, oblivious to the camera, they bickered, squabbled, cursed, and hung out backstage at Aussie shows. Aussie later confirmed in an interview on BBC Radio 2 that he was stoned during the entire filming of The Osbournes. And happy birthday today to identical twin brothers Craig and Charlie Reid from the Scottish band The Proclaimers, who were born on this day in 1962. More from This Day in Music at thisdaymusic.com. I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you.